Well, well. Couldn't get enough of me, could you? What a naughty boy. Oh, don't give that face to me. We both know how you ended up here and why. I know you fawned for me. So many times we've done this dance of death and lovemaking like animals. I'm just surprised you haven't bitten my head off yet. No, I know better than that. You would never dare to bare your fangs at me. In fact, it's quite the opposite. You wish I would touch you more, push you to the edge of danger and lust all at once, each finger tingling more than the last. Such a danger slut, but so adorable. The more you squirm, the more I know you're alive and it gets me off. You made me hard just thinking about it. I know how many times you've touched yourself to me. I know how many times you've thought to yourself, powerful men just get me off in ways that I just can't handle. Now what if those powerful men blindfold and gag you and then make you touch yourself and touch you however I please? What then, my little captive audience? What then? Oh, the way you squirm. And the blindfold's only just gone on. And of course, your own undies stuffed in your mouth. How rude. How unbelievably sexy. You feel that tingling sensation. My fingers up and down your body, but your hands are still free. Yet you dare not move them. But what if I command you? What if I grill in your ear and tell you, touch yourself before I fucking dust you? You know I don't mean it, or do I? I wonder what you feel. That clenching of your soul, that I've got you. Like my hands around your neck, you can feel it. That phantom pain and pleasure I love to give you so much. How you squirm at my touch, whether it be my tongue or my fingers tracing a naughtier spot. Does it really matter which one, so long as I touch you? Naughty, naughty little captive boy. Suffer just a little for me, won't you? I don't mean it in any vindictive way, no. This is out of love and appreciation. A love that's twisted in all the right ways. I could call you my player too, but I don't want you thinking this is just a game. No, if it's a game, it's with everything on the line. You feel it, don't you? Four fingers against you. One more, and you can taste the undoing right against your skin. Your body and your lust getting the best of you, isn't it? You're so honest. You get off to the most sinister things. Truly a villain worth my time. And a lover worth every decadent moment. I know you love this. I know you live for this. And I do too. It suits you so much. The kiss of death, the kiss of pleasure. Which one do you like more, my lovely little captive audience? I know you hang on every word as you touch that naughty place. Or maybe you can't bear to. Those quivering hands barely brushing up against it. Because deep down you know how things will go once you touch it. That mind of yours slipping, that apprehension of yours, tantalizingly on every shuddered breath. Your lovely little body, as naughty as can be. All for me. All mine to do with as I please. I know you feel it. Exactly where your mind wished it to be. And it doesn't take a mind reader to understand it. You're my little slut. My waste of time and my lover all at once, and this toxic little relationship bounds into that naughty little kink of yours. The fact you can't see me, but you feel me so decadently, your skin tingling to the point where it's almost painful. And the closer I get to that naughty little ass that belongs to me unequivocally, I know you can taste the lust. You can feel it over every inch of your body. And I know you need it. Just as bad as you need the breath in your lungs, your still beating heart. I wonder what will happen next. Don't you want to find out? Don't you ache for it? Nice finding, gagging, and blinding. So adequate for your unsatiable lust. You're the villain of my dreams, and I match you so perfectly. Your fold that needs to be. Your taste of pleasure that you crave every day that you can't get anywhere else. No matter what lover tries to approach you, no matter who touches you, they'll never touch you like me. And I get off to that, and let's face it, you get off to that just as much. Not so fast. I had my pinky out from that slap, but it almost touched you. What would we do if you ended up in pieces? Come on, where's the trust? Brace for it. I'm going to again in 3, 2, 1. A four-fingered spank to that pert ass that now belongs perfectly to me. You've given yourself your well-being and your lust all for me. Always for me. You love it, even though you know one mistake could end it all. But you lust after that, that desire, that tantalizing feeling of desire and lust on every little breath that you hold and choke on at the base of your throat. You can barely breathe through that naughty little stuffing down your throat. The more you squirm, the more I get off to it. Look at all the prey. Well, you can look, but you can feel it. Feeling it against your ass, are you? My thick fucking cock against you so agonizingly close to what you want, the stuffing you need. You're my toy, my fold, my partner. Nothing but a hole for me to fill, but also so much more than that. I could have never felt love without your sacrifice, your boldness, your intensity. You taught me this emotion. Now take some responsibility. You're so good. So fucking good. And the more you struggle, the harder I get. The more you writhe in that web of mine, of every touch sliding up your thigh, every finger grazing those naughty balls, I live for it. I need it as much as I need you. Lament, you little fool, because you're mine forevermore. That's it. The way you squirm against me. I love it. I want you to savor this. Savor everything I'm going to do to you. You're such a good little slut for me. Who's my good little boy? Yes, you are. Such an obedient little cattle. So obedient, you fucking cute cow. Moan extra loud into the gag, won't you? I want to hear that suffering of lust and love when I finally come inside you. But no, I'll make sure you come first. I want to hear you cry my name through that muffled fucking mouth, that naughty, filthy mouth of yours, my cute little girl. Mine. Did you hear that? Yes. You're mine. Completely so. Every last bit of you. Every last drop of cum that will fill you. Every thrust of my cock. Every tantalizing choke of fingers wrapped around your neck. Every pull on your hair. Every time I piss on you. It doesn't matter which. I claim you in all the filthy fucking ways that I might just desire, because you're mine, my ungrateful little slut, while also being my lover, and a cute one. I can see you, you know, all of you. I get quite the feast for the eyes. Now brace yourself, this might just be a bumpy little ride. Look at those fingers seeping deeper and deeper. They slid right in, right inside you. One in that fucking ass of yours, and one just to wrap around to touch those balls. Oh, yes. Maybe my fingers and my tongue at the same time would suit someone as lewd as you. Isn't that right, little girl? Not so tough now, are we? Not so confident either. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Look at me. Fingers or tongue. Look between those thighs. I want you to see me when I eat you. When this tongue claims every last inch of this precious place. But that's not enough. You crave more, don't you? then take more. All at once. You look surprised, little slut. I know you feel it. I know you love when I claim you like this. Like fucking animals would, marking my fucking territory deep inside you. Just like this. Slowly, meticulously, and vigorously, you're not going to be able to walk for a long time. Might as well get a nice wheelchair to hold you. Maybe I'll even spoil you. Maybe I'll show you my soft side if it does happen to fucking exist. No reason to hold back, right? Because a crow slut like you loves this kind of rough treatment. You love it. You love it so much. And you get off to this rough handling, don't you, you fucking slut? Not yet. No, not yet. Oh, take it. Oh, yes. Take it. Oh, yes. You'll feel the numbness, but you're lucky. Nice job making it through. Now on your fucking knees. You see, I could let you go with just that. I could, couldn't I? But where's the fun? If I don't give you the treatment you're begging for, you've got nothing left, do you? Not a shred of decadence, not a shred of hesitation. Let's face it, my cute little slut. You need this as much as I do. Now take it. Take it all. You look so good like this. What's the matter? I'm sure you know what happened. You know your place now more than ever. As you should, my cute little cow slut. Oh, it suits you so much. This whole naughty little situation. You're learning, slowly but surely, exactly how it needs to be. You're mine. Unequivocally, unquestionably, and eternally. If you have anyone to blame, blame yourself. Now, are you okay, player two? I know I got carried away, but it's only because I love you so much that I would go so far, you know? I'm not some kind of monster, believe it or not. It's nothing like that. I love you, and I want to make sure you're okay after everything. Unless that ruins it for you, in which case, you can see me as the evil one, stealing from you everything, pissing on you and all that. But all things considered, I love you more than anything. And I figured I'd add it in just in case you needed it. You okay there? I love every second of time with you. And I just wanted to spoil you a little. So, the gentleman taking it so nicely. I'm proud of you and I love you so damn much. I just want you to smile. I just want you to smile so much.